And we are talking this segment about a program called El Otro Lado, The Other Side, which is a project of the Academy for the Love of Learning. And we are here with Andy Prim, who is a teaching artist in that program, Ali Krackmeyer, who is program coordinator, and Maria Castillo, who is a teacher at Ortiz Middle School. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
So, El Otro Lado, what is this program about? By the way, there's an event coming up this Friday, which we'll tell you about in a moment. But what is the actual program about?
As a teaching artist, I feel like the program is about bringing artists into the schools to interact with public school kids in a way that wouldn't happen otherwise. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. You mean because there's no art teaching anymore kind of thing? Or?
Well, if you want me to start saying my opinions, yes. I came up... through school band. I'm a musician mostly, and it's been really kind of sad for me to watch how band used to be a really big deal. There was lots of support behind it. You would start in fourth grade, and then you'd feed into the junior high, and then you'd feed into high schools, and it would be this huge band with three levels. And now, you know, like, you're lucky if there's 40 kids in high school band and they don't have any background sometimes. It's really harsh, and this is a trend of the last couple of decades. So I think that bringing artists into the schools is really important. It's not like a band program that we're working on. It's more of it's a really special kind of moment, and it's a storytelling thing, and it's something that happens that's pretty out of the ordinary, I think. But it should be ordinary. This
right.
should happen all the time, but yet, you know, it's a very rare special thing that happens.
And you need an outside organization to actually sponsor a program and take these visiting artists into the schools
in
the first place.
It takes a lot of coordination, a lot of support to make something like this happen. Because, again, it might sound easy, like, oh, we'll get some teaching artists and we'll put them in a classroom and it'll be wonderful. Well, it's not quite that simple. It really takes a lot of organization, a lot of sensitivity, skill, time, you know, really behind the scenes work and support, I think.
Yeah, and I would add that I think something that's a bit different about this program in terms of, it certainly is an arts-based program, but it's actually not teaching the arts. So we don't bring Andy as a musician in to teach the eighth grade students in Ortiz Middle School music. Rather, the medium is really the students themselves, actually, and that's the whole curriculum, is using the creative process and the arts to go into who you are. And hence the title, The Other Side, is really getting at how do we see the other side of one another? How can we use poetry and the arts to go into our own story and see the other side of ourselves? And what happens to our classroom culture and to our relationships when we go there and share that with one another?
So you show up in the classroom, an hour is set aside, you walk in, what happens next?
Well, that's something when I first started doing this caused me a few sleepless nights, I'll say, about what will I do? Because, like Ali said, I mean, I've taught a lot of music, but something that really attracted me to this was that's not what this is. This is something else entirely. This is talking about story. This is doing different arts project. This is talking about, you know, where students are coming from. And I would wonder that very same question many times. And a big part of the program is sometimes you don't know what's going to go in, but what I would go in with a plan, hopefully, about we're going to do a project around any number of things that would be about identity, would be about story, would be about relationships, just about sort of being themselves in the moment.
Yes, I think it's a secure place for them just to be and to express themselves in the best way they can. And it's something they really need, you know, my students, because they are so fixed in all these classes, and here they have a place in which they can feel secure and talk about themselves.
So you teach Spanish to middle school students, Maria?
I actually teach English as second language to middle school students.
Ah, okay. And so you've got kids from all over the world, particularly Latin America, most likely?
Yeah, most of them are from Mexico or raised here, but their parents are from Mexico, so their first language is Spanish.
And so is the El Otro Lado curriculum part of your own teaching process?
Yes, absolutely. And it's such a nice part of it. I think it makes sense. When I arrived here, everything was new because I'm just a brand new teacher and just coming from Spain, everything's new. The system is new. I had to adapt to many things, but El Otro Lado was like the best thing that I was completely amazed. It was so shocking for me finding this kind of program. I wish we had this kind of programs in Spain, because it's like an oasis for the students. It's like a safe place for them to share and to build that confidence.
So again, you walk in, mm-hmm. the kids walk in, you sit down, everybody looks at each other.
Well,
I mean, you don't say, Juanita, tell me your story.
No, you don't. There are different. There's a curriculum for the program, but every artist, I think, approaches it completely differently. It's there for you to use if you want. There's things to do. One thing that leaps out to me, a program that I did in the second half of the year, because it takes time. You do different writing exercises, but here's an example of one that I used. Was a protest sign thing that we did, where every student would make a protest sign. But a lot of times, if you just say, hey, make a protest sign, an eighth grader might think, well, I don't know, what would that be? So we talk about protests, and we talk about what's going on in their lives, because they could do anything. They could protest anything. It's wide open. You know, it could be something about their school, or political, or something about the world. I mean, it's really up to them to figure out what they want to say in their
I
sign.
Protest genetically modified foods and homework.
Exactly. Yeah. We had one student whose sign was, this is my protest sign.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But then we had some other ones that were really, really deep. A lot of signs about immigration, mm-hmm. you know, very powerful signs. Some signs about stop police shootings. I mean, really intense things. So these kids are really digging deep and thinking, and then they do an art project around this where they paint a sign with their what they're saying. And then we did a project where, and you'll get to see all these signs at the event on Friday. And then we took a bunch of pictures. We had Ann Stavely come in and take portraits of the kids and a banner of all the kids with it. So it's kind of a powerful project to see where these kids are at, you know, and what they care about.
And what was really cool with that project was actually the students from Capitol marched down with their signs and joined, or I'm sorry, students at Ortiz joined students at Capitol High. So that was a really beautiful sort of bringing together of these different classes, different age groups, different schools, and they all came together through this project.
Yes, and most of them, they have the same concerns, like stop breaking families, like all these immigration laws and all of that. It was really nice to see all of them to be connected and protesting in the same way.
So you're working with both middle school and high school students?
So we actually have 9 teaching artists, and we're in 10 different classrooms from Amy Beale, Nava, Ortiz, and Capitol. So we're from 6th grade all the way up through high school.
And I think a lot of adults just don't give high school and middle school students credit for the thoughtful beings that they are. And a lot of times, you know, people make stereotypes about kids being caught up with their devices or their phones or their whatever. But when you just scratch the surface, all of this really intense passion comes out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I found that... Well, I've been lucky because Maria is such a great teacher to work with. But I found that being able to give eighth graders respect, and then they can give each other respect and give us respect, everybody rises to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And it's no longer like a classroom situation that you think of where somebody's being yelled at or being forced to do something necessarily. It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, and all of them, they were asking me if Mr. Prim was coming to my classroom that day or not, because they are so looking forward to that moment. So
tell us some of this. I mean, this is all about storytelling on a fundamental level. Are there any stories that any of you can share that have come out during this process of El Otro Lado?
I was just thinking, actually, as you were speaking, Andy, maybe this will spark something for you, but in terms of that mutual respect, I was also thinking about the importance of teachers and teaching artists doing the project alongside the kids. So I remember visiting your classroom, and the students had all, you know, shoved their plastic desks into an awkward circle, which is sometimes an incredible struggle to get, you know, to happen in the classroom. And you were sharing your own, it was a letter to myself 10 years down the road. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was so beautiful, and it was poignant, and they were on the edges of their seat, and they just couldn't believe what you'd been through, and their eyes were so wide. And I think, and then when they shared their own letters or their dreams of where they would be, they were really, really potent. And I think that a huge part of that was first hearing yours. You kind of sparked that creativity and prompted in themselves. Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I do. I think I was so busy being a goon and running around the room that that's good that I was having an effect. But yeah, that was another thing we did, was write a letter to yourself, you know, 10 years from now. And it was fun to do, because again, you know, you need to, I think as a teaching artist, the job is to help try to catalyze that and try to draw that out. Cause it's easy to go, I don't know, you know what, but you have to start digging and be like, geez, where were you 10 years ago? Where was I 10 years ago? And set an example and dig and show, you know, show what I would do to give an example of that, and kind of open, you know, open myself up, and then they ran with it, and then you start getting these stories. Mm. You know, I find too that for me personally, a lot of the stories happen as we're talking about these things, or we're talking about protest signs, we're talking, and I'm walking around and working with students. These stories come out of their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
That never make it into the art necessarily, but there's stories that these kids have been through about getting to this country, or what their parents have been through, or what their lives are like on a day-to-day basis, or just even sometimes what they did that weekend, you know. And I'm an adult, but I'm not necessarily an authority figure, but I'm still an adult in the classroom. But sometimes they can talk to me about something, and I'll be amazed that they, you know, even if it's like, you know, I went to this bonfire over the weekend, and then we got chased away, and I barely made it, and I think to myself, well, at least you got, you know, thanks for telling me that story.
Right.
I have no judgment, you know.
Right.
This is your life. So I don't know that they get a chance to say those kinds of things sometimes at all. I'm not sure.
You know, it strikes me that it is such an antidote to the whole, like, teaching to the test and...
Totally.
Like over-testing business that we seem to be going through in society now.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I found that El Otro Lado brought so many good things to my classroom, because it built a confidence and a connection between my students and both of us. And I really needed that. I mean, we didn't need more testing and more regular stuff. I think this brought a very special thing to my classroom, and I really needed that in my classroom. And especially being there with Mr. Prim was like the best thing for me this year.
I bet it makes them better students too, ultimately. I mean, that kind of self-examination, honesty, being able to relax when you're in school, bonding with one another, bonding with teachers, getting good feedback. I mean, those are the kind of things that bring you forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We were just speaking with a student from Capitol High, and he said that very same thing. You know, he was asked sort of, how has this changed you? And he talked about being more confident in his skin and the way that changed how he talks to people. And, you know, and then he was asked, and what does that look like outside of your classroom? And he paused, but he said, you know, I've learned to be a lot more involved. You know, UOL has really made me, it's given me a strength of self, and I'm now much more involved in terms of school organizations and really interested in tapping into my community in a new way. So I think there was a confidence for that kid when he went into his own story.
Well, which is what I think is education is about, because we're trying to make these students independent, and I think this helps that independency a lot.
Mm. Right? Maria Castillo, how did you find yourself in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Wow. Well, it's a long story, but my father is from Santa Fe, Spain. So
where is Santa Fe, Spain?
It's in the southeast, just next to Granada. Granada
okay.
is my hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
So a long way here, but there's like a sisters cities program So
the
I knew
two Santa Fe's.
Yeah, between the two Santa Fe's. So, well, I applied to this program that brings some teachers from Spain here. So now here I am.
What's it been like for you this year? I mean, you talked about making the adjustment to all the different things about being in a new country, a new system.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, it's really crazy because everything's new. Not just the language or the culture, the educational system, I don't know, the students, it's everything. I remember when the first days I was here, I was shocked by everything, even the traffic lights. I was wondering, why are they turning right on a red light? Is that even possible? I mean, everything is shocking at the beginning, so you're in Wonderland suddenly, in a very new world, and you have to adapt, and everything was crazy, and El Otro Lado brought a lot of reflection and a lot of secure and confidence place to be there.
Probably for you as well as for your students?
Yeah, for me more, I think. I really needed that.
Now, are you a teacher in Spain too?
Yeah.
How do your students here compare to your students there? How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, I think students are very similar all around the world. I was very lucky. I had the chance to be in a middle school in Japan for a while. So I think all of the students, they are alike. But it depends on the culture, it depends on the circumstances, but they all are looking for something to be interested in, right? They are looking for motivation and looking for something to think about and to do something about, right? You just have to look for that thing they're interested in.
And then when they find it, beautiful things happen.
Yeah.
So this Friday night, El Otro Lado is having a community event. Where is it? Tell us about it.
It'll be at the Santa Fe Community College in the Health and Sciences Building, and there'll be a lot of signage, live mariachi, food. But what's very exciting is at the end of each year, we've always done culminating events, which is a chance for student work to be witnessed and for students to share their stories. And those have always happened at the different schools, but this year, for the first time, we're bringing together the 10 different schools from across Santa Fe and are really excited about the opportunity from students who otherwise might not interface to get to know one another through the work they've been doing this year.
And so they're actually showing their work. What forms does it take?
It takes a lot of different forms, and that's a cool thing, and that's why it's taken some pretty serious coordination to put it together. Because we've got everything from, you know, art on the walls, like I mentioned, the protest signs, and then there'll be video of the kids reading, the high school kids, of them reading their I Am From poems with their own drawings of where they're from behind them. There will be some audio elements, some jars with lights in them. I mean, it's going to be a lot of... What am I missing, Allie?
Oh, my goodness, there's so much. There's different installations. There will be a sort of collective ongoing installation that everyone can take part in. We have students who have been pen pals. Actually, sort of coincidentally, it's lovely. It wasn't necessarily part of EOL, but students who have been pen pals are in EOL classes, students from Nava and Amy Beal, and they're actually going to come and stand together and read letters they've written one another. So students have been writing together all year, now get to stand in front of their classmates and the rest of the community and share what they've been learning through letters. So there's poetry performances, a lot of visual art.
Do any of the stories get recorded? Are there, like, recordings that people can access at a later time?
That's a great question. We haven't done anything that formal. I mean, we definitely have video, which includes some of that. And we have some lovely audio snippets of students reading their I Am From poems, different things in their life they're grateful for. We've never done a sort of, you know, coherent recorded story that then is posted up online in this project. Actually, the first project that Chrissy Orr, the artistic director, began in 2008 was a community art project. And actually in that... That was a similar, using all of the same type of experiences, visual arts, and poetry, but then she also recorded individual stories, and those went up all around town. So, you know, we get snippets of it, but again, I think this work looks so differently in each classroom. It really takes the shape of teaching artist and teacher.
Now, is this something that you can, for example, teach people in other cities, or if somebody in Texas or Colorado or wherever would like to do something like this, you can teach their teachers or their, you know, their visiting artists kind of thing?
It's absolutely a dream, and we've had a lot of inquiry around that. So at the moment, it's just the structure and capacity. You know, we're at capacity with our program, but it's absolutely a possibility to build this out into a training that could be shared more widely. We just haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah. Now, this will go on each semester. I mean, this is an ongoing program. So are you looking for other artist teachers to join the program?
Absolutely. You know, again, we would love to have more classrooms than we do, but we're capped at 9 teaching artists. So we have a few openings every year, as well as for teachers. And for more information on that, anyone can email eol@aloveoflearning or get more information from our website, which is aloveoflearning.org.
aloveoflearning.org. Yeah. Meanwhile, people are invited to the spring event on May 8th. That's this Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's very much of a celebration and almost kind of an art opening where you get to see all the kids work. Mm-hmm. And the public is invited. And it must be cool, too, for these students from different schools to really get to know each other, because that's something that doesn't usually happen, if I can remember back that far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Uh-huh. It's just great. I think anytime you can get students kind of out of the classroom routine even, and seeing other students and meeting other students and get them out into the community, just that is really great too, you know. And it was great when we brought all the students to Capitol High, because they're eighth graders and, you know, this is where they're going to be in a few months, and most of them had seen it already, of course, but still, it's just good to, like, get it happening, get out there, get used to going to the community college, get used to, mm-hmm. you know, get used to seeing other student art. We took them to Site Santa Fe, which was great, and they got to see some modern art, you know, and just get them out into the world. It's great. So I think all of it is really good for students.
Yes, it's great that all the students in at Ortiz, they get to connect with other students in other schools and be part of the city.
Mm-hmm. So it's El Otro Lado, and the event, once again, this Friday, the 8th of May, from 5:30 to 7:30. I want to thank all three of you for being here. Andy Prim, Ali Krakemeyer, and Maria Castillo, thank you so much for being with us. And for more information, once again, aloveoflearning.org on the web. Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.